2021年3月5日星期五，我们今天呢又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们深爱着的敬爱的，除了 Carpetrainer Mara 之为我们讲述今天的盛典博加梵歌的早课，敬请聆听 Hare Krishna。
Verse number.
Chapter 13, verse number 16, I think. Let me. 咱们今天应该。
天灵。
Yeah.
天灵。
多少？13.14是吗？
是的。
对 ，Yeah. The verse is the chapter 13, verse number 14.
加油 ，Radha Madhavam, Kunja Viham. 加油 ，Radha Madhavam.Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhama Gopi Jana Balava Giribaradhama Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Yashoda NandanaRaja Jana Raja Yamuna Tira Vanachara Yamuna Tira Vanachara Jaya Radha Madhava Kuja Beha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara Gopi Jana Balava Kiribara Dhamma Gopi Jana Balava Gopi Jana Balava Kiribaradhari Gopi Jana Balava Kiribaradhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana RanjanaYamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Bhagavad Gita.As it is, text chapter 13, text number 14.
我们今天阅读圣典博加梵歌原意第十三章的第十四十节。
Sarvita Pani Padam Tat Sarvita Chito Sarvito Chishiro Mukham Sarvatakshutimaloke sarvam avichatishtati. Sarvatakpani padam tat sarvatochi shiromukam. Sarvatakshutimaloke sarvam avichatishtati. Sarvatakpani padam tat sarvatochi shiromukam. Sarvatakshutimaloke sarvam avichatishtati. Okay, the words sarvatak.
这对词 sarvatak.
Everywhere.
到处.
Pani, hands.
Pani, 手.
Padam, legs. Legs.
Padam, 腿.
Tat, that.
Tat, na.
Sarvata, everywhere.
Sarvata, 到处.
Akshi, eyes.
Akshi, 眼睛.
Shira, heads.
Shira, 头.
Mukham, faces.
Mukham, 脸.
Sarvata.
Sarvata.
Everywhere.
到处.
Shutimat.
Shutimat.
Having ears.
有耳朵.
Loke.
Loke.
In the world.
在世上.
Sarvam.
Sarvam.
Everything.
一切.
Avidya.
Avidya.
Covering.
覆盖着
Vishtati
Vishtati
exists
存在
Translation Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes, heads, and faces. He has his ears everywhere. In this way, the Super Soul exists, pervading everything.
译文 超灵的手, 腿, 眼, 耳, 头, 脸, 遍布各处
As the sun exists diffusing its unlimited rays, so does the Super Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exist. He exists in his all-pervading form, and in him exist all the individual living entities, beginning from the first great teacher, Brahma, down to the small ants. There are unlimited heads, legs, hands, and eyes, and unlimited living entities. All are existing in and on the Super Soul. Therefore, the Super Soul is all-pervading. The individual soul, however, cannot say that he has hands, legs, and eyes everywhere. That is not possible. If he thinks that under ignorance he is not conscious that his hands and legs are diffused all over, but when he attains the proper knowledge, he will come to that stage, his thinking is contradictory. This means that the individual soul, having become conditioned by material nature, is not supreme. The supreme is different from the individual soul. The supreme Lord can extend his hand without limit. The individual soul cannot. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that if anyone offers him a flower or a fruit or a little water, he accepts it. If the Lord is far away, how can he accept things? This is the omnipotence of the Lord. Even though he is situated in his own abode, far, far away from the earth, he can extend his hand to accept what anyone offers. That is his potency. In this Brahma Samhita, it is 537, it is stated, Golokeva Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto. Although he is always engaged in his pastimes, in his transcendental planet, he is all-pervading, and the individual soul cannot claim that he is all-pervading. Therefore, this verse describes the Supreme Soul, the Personality of Godhead, not the individual soul.
要知，超灵至尊人格守神像光芒万丈的太阳一样，以他无所不在的形象存在着。 所有的个体生物，从第一个伟大的导师 Brahma 下至小蚂蚁，都存在于它之中。超灵维系着一切，在它之中存在着无数的头、腿、手、眼、脸和无数的生物，因此它是无所不在的。但是个体灵魂却不能说到处都有自己的手、眼和腿，那是不可能的。如果他以为他在愚昧的情况下感觉不到自己的手和腿向四面八方扩展着，但等他获得正确的知识时就会意识到这些，那他的想法就是自相矛盾了。这意味着受物质自然限制的个体灵魂不是至高无上的，至尊灵魂与个体灵魂不同，至尊主可以无限地扩展他的手，而个体灵魂却不能。至尊主在国家梵歌中说，任何人给他献上一朵花、一个水果或一点水，他就会接受。至尊主怎么能在很遥远的地方接受这些东西呢？他虽然在离地球很远很远的自己的住所里，但仍可以伸手接受任何人献给他的东西。这就是至尊主的无所不在，这就是他的能力。 Brahma Samhita 第五章的第37师节中声明，他虽然总在自己超然的星球上从事娱乐活动，但仍然无所不在。个体灵魂不能够声称自己无所不在，因此这节诗描述的是至尊灵魂、至尊人格守神，不是个体灵魂。
Om Jana Timirandasya Ganagana Shalakaya Chaksudmilita Nyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajaja Tam Sahagana Raghana Tan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Panijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Scha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pecharne Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschacha Desutarne Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Trishe Namaha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopi Kakanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari. So I was referring to Brahma Samhita Verse 37. Ananda Chinmaya Rasaprati Bhavita Vista Virya Eva Nirupala Kalabi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto Govindam Adi Prusham Tamaham Vajami. Which means I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, residing in his own realm, Goloka, with Radha, resembling his own spiritual figure.
那刚才Maharaj 他所念的呢是 Brahma Samhita 第五章的第 三世亲师节。这里面就讲到的是我崇拜Govinda. So much, could you say it again about the betrayal?
He lives in his own realm with Radha, who is just like him.
Oh, 我崇拜主 Govinda, 他和Shri Radha, 如其所如的居住在他自己的居所。
Radha is the embodiment of ecstatic potency.
Radha 是他的极乐的喜乐的能量。
Possessed of 64 artistic activities.
他们在从事着64项活动。
In the company of her confidantes, Sakis.
对，由他们的机密的同游 Saki 们所陪伴着。
Embodiments of the extensions of her bodily form permeated and vitalized by his ever blissful spiritual rasa.
然后呢，他们的这个他们的这个身体无所不在，在以这个身体的扩展来上演着他们非常美丽的 rasa.
Okay, so nice evidence.
这是非常好的证据。
So this is Krishna talking how he's the super soul.
那在这里面呢，是 Krishna 在讲述他如何是超灵。
Because the super soul is in everyone's body, so he knows everything. He can utilize anyone's eyes, or he sees everything because people are seeing him. So he has unlimited presence.
那这个超灵呢，它居住在所有的这个生物体的心中，它呢是有无限的这个存在的，而且呢，它是可以通过众生的眼睛或者是众生的感官去感知去看。
Now people are getting worried that the government is watching them everywhere they have cameras.
那现在呢，这个大家就在想，政府是无处不在的看着我们。我们都在政府的眼皮底下。
They have cameras on all the busy streets in many cities in the world.
在世界的很多大城市的这个街道上都有很多的电子眼。
So people are worried they're watching me everywhere, you know. But the Brahmanas are always worried that the super soul is watching.
所以呢，人们就很担心。我们时刻都是被监视着，被观察着，但实际上呢，超灵它是无处不在的，这个超灵它是始终都在看着我们的。
There is a story of a school teacher in India, I guess. I think Prabhupada told this story.
舍拉巴曾经告诉我们过一个在印度的老师的故事。
And he gave every student an apple. And he told him, you take this apple, and you go somewhere where you're all alone, and eat it.
然后呢，这老师呢，就给了学生一只苹果，然后呢，就对这个学生说呢，你们到某一个地方独自的把这个苹果吃下去。
So they all went off and, went somewhere in a cave or found a closet or someplace where they thought they're all alone.
所以呢，他们就跑出去了，然后呢，各自去找自己独处的一个地方。比如说，有的人呢，可能是躲在了柜子里，还有的人呢，是把自己躲在了洞里面，觉得反正那个地方只是他一个人。
Then they could eat the apple.
然后呢，他们就开始吃这个苹果。
So they came back, and the teacher was going around the room asking, "Did you find a place?" And they all said, "Yeah." And they told them, where they went. I went in a cave. I went up in a tree. I went here, there, whatever they did.
然后呢，他们回来以后，苹果吃完了。回来以后呢，老师就向他们以每一个人进行了询问，就问他们：你们是不是把这苹果吃了？ 然后他们说我们的确是自己一个人把这个苹果吃了，然后呢说呢我们去到了山洞，然后我们爬到了树上，或者是去了这儿或那儿，反正是到了一个独处的地方把苹果吃掉了。
But one boy still had his apple.
One boy what?
He still had the apple. He didn't eat it.
Okay, 但是呢，有一个男孩呢，他苹果没吃，他还拿着他那苹果。
So, 苹果。So, he said, I couldn't find any place where I was alone. God is everywhere.
他说呢，我没有办法找到一个我完全独处的地方，因为神无处不在。
Like Yamaraj, we think we're getting away with things, but Yamaraj knows everything.
嗯，那有的时候呢，我们觉得我们是逃跑了、躲开了，但其实 Yamaraj 他是观察着所有的一切的。
And he has witnesses, the air and the sun and the moon.
而且呢，还有而且还有各种各样的见证，比如说空气啊、太阳啊、月亮啊。
So they can tell him what, you know, what I've been doing.
所以呢，他们都可以告诉大家我们都做了什么。
And in case someone could hide from all of them, and the super soul also is there.
就是如果要是一个人他能够从所有的这些见证者中间躲开的话，但是他是没有办法躲开超灵的。
So that's what we should be worried about, you know. Krishna knows everything, so therefore, when we're chanting, Krishna knows we're chanting.
那所以呢，这个是我们必须要意识到的。Krishna 他了解一切。那么当我们在念诵的时候呢 ，Krishna 他也知道我们在念诵。
When we're reading Bhagavad Gita, he knows.
当我们在阅读《不加放歌》的时候呢，他也是知道的。他就在我们的内心之中。
When we're trying to teach someone else Bhagavad Gita, he knows that. He's especially happy then, because he's in the other person's heart also.
那么当我们要把不加放歌传授给其他的人的时候呢，Sri Krishna 他也是明白这一点的，而且呢，他非常开心，因为他也在其他人的内心之中。
So we should be remembering, please bless me. You know, Krishna is always, he's not like he's watching us like the police watching or something, but he knows.
所以说呢，我们就应该知道这一点，而且呢，我们也知道 Krishna 在祝福着我们。其实 Krishna 他和我们在一起，他只是在看着我们，在注意着我们，但是并不是像警察那样在监视着我们。
And when we pray to Krishna, he hears it, he knows.
而且当我们向 Krishna 祈祷的时候呢 ，Krishna 他也知道，他听到了我们的祈祷。
So that's the super soul.
所以呢，这就是超灵。
Krishna expands everywhere. He's in every atom. So.
那 Krishna 他是无处不在的，他处于每一个原子之中。
So as the sun is one place, but its light is going everywhere, so the Lord is like that, the supreme Krishna, God, and the super soul.
那就好像这个太阳它是处在一个地方，但是它的阳光呢是无处不在的，主也是如此，主它是在一个地方，但是呢它是以超灵的形式无处不在。
That's his all pervading form and all the other individuals and we live within him.
那所以这是它无处不在的这种形式的存在，那么所有的个体全部都居于它之中。
From the biggest to the smallest, Lord Brahma, the ants, and there's much smaller things than ants. But
那从最大的主 Brahma 以及最小的像蚂蚁这样，但是还有比蚂蚁还要小的这些生物。
But we can't say we have hands and legs everywhere and eyes.
那我们不能说我们的手啊、腿啊、眼睛啊无处不在，到处都是。
Although there may be some government or some criminals trying to do that by having cameras, you know, thinking that they can watch everything. They can.
They can or they cannot.
Cannot.
OK， 但虽然说有些这个政府他们试着要做到这一点，比如说他们在街道在各个地方都安上了电子眼，他们觉得他们想通过这样的方式去洞察所有的一切，看所有的一切，但他们是做不到的。
Well, to speak of the super soul, not only knows everything and witnesses everything and remembers everything, life after life.
但是呢，这个超灵它不仅是注意到了所有的一切，它了解所有的一切，而且呢，它还记着所有的这一切，一世一世的事情它都记着。
So, Prophet, someone may think that he's so ignorant that he thinks, well, I've forgotten, you know,that I'm everywhere and all-pervading, but when I get, you know, when I remember that I'm actually the Supreme Lord, that's extreme foolishness, but believe it or not, many Mayavadi people feel like that.
薛拉帕帕就讲到呢，就有些人他已经是蠢到极致了，他会说，哎呀，我其实是有无处，就是我是有很多的手啊、腿啊、眼睛啊，但是呢，我只不过是把这件事给忘了。那等我恢复了我的这个知识之后呢，然后呢，我又会想起这件事儿，然后呢，我就这样的一种状态。但其实这是最蠢的一种想法。但是大家不管相不相信，很多的 Mayavadi 假象宗人士他们的想法就是这样的。
The so-called guru that claims to be God will say that you're actually God, but you've forgotten. But you serve me, you listen to me, and I'll help you remember that you're actually God.
那么有一些这个所谓的孤儒，那他就会自称自己是神，然后呢，他也会说你也是神，但是呢，你把这个事儿给忘了。可如果你要是追随我，那我就能够帮助你，能够想起你之前就是神。
But if you're to ask them what is God, they don't know.
但如果你要是但是如果你要是向他询问神到底是谁的时候，他又没有办法回答了。
So anyway, if we're fortunate, we realize, okay, I'm not great, I'm not the control, you know, the material energy is so strong. And so someone starts to understand and starts to think, I want to know more, I want to know how to get out of here. Then Krishna arranges, Guru.
那所以说我们应该感到自己是非常幸运的，因为至少我们意识到了我们并不是控制者，我们也不是享受者。那我们了解到了这个物质能量是如此的强大，那有些人如果他要是内心想着我求你了能够让我真正的有知识，让我能够了解更多的话，那么这会儿 Krishna 他就会感知到，他就会帮助我们，他就为我们安排一位 Guru。
So we can't be everywhere all at the same time and we can't know everything, no matter how many cameras or how many cell phones we're connected to, how many phones, so that we canhear everything that everybody does on their phone, it's still very limited. Krishna knows all the dogs and cats and trees and all the human beings from the past and the future.
所以说我们不能是无限的，我们也不可能是无所不知无所不晓的，就无论有多少这个摄像头，无论有多少电话能够把我们给连接起来，让我们同时能够听到多好的这个声音，但是我们依然也是非常的有限的去获取所有的一些信息的。但是 Krishna 呢，他就不一样了，他是无所不知无所不晓的，他和所有的生物体，包括树啊、猫啊、狗啊，所有的这些生物体都是连接在一起的。
So Krishna says, if someone offers him a flower or fruit or even a little water, he'll accept it.
那 Krishna 他讲到了，他说如果有人能够向他献上一朵花、一个水果或者一点水的话，他都会接受。
And you can offer anywhere.
而且呢，就这种供奉是可以在任何一个地方进行的。
It's not limited to only the temple, but the temple is special, but he's everywhere.
那所以说呢，这个是并不仅仅是局限在庙里的。虽然说庙呢，它是一个很特别的一个地方，但是呢，并不仅仅是局限在庙里供奉，可以在任何一个地方进行供奉。
He's in everyone's heart. He's in every atom. In the heart, he's witnessing.
他在每一个人的心中，他在每一个原子里面，他在内心之中，在看着。
like we've heard the example many times of two birds in a tree, and the one bird is running around like anything, trying to enjoy, and the other one is just watching him.
我们就听到了在这个一棵树上两只鸟的这个故事。一只鸟呢，它在吃着果实，它在做各种各样的事情，而另外一只鸟呢，只是在看着它而已。
So that's to give an analogy that, there's two souls in one body, that we're the jiva soul and the super soul. The super soul knows everything, so he knows all our desires, past, present, and future. So he arranges everything for us to get what we want.
那所以呢，这里面呢就比喻了在这个躯体里面的两个灵魂，一个是个体灵魂，另外一个呢就是超灵。那么这个超灵呢，他知道这个个体灵魂他所内心所想、内心所愿，知道他的愿望都是什么。所以说呢，而且他也知道过去、现在、将来所发生的事情，所以呢，他就会做出安排。
And he puts us into certain situations and.With different people or born in different countries or whatever, because of our previous desires.
然后呢，就会根据我们之前的这个欲望和愿望，他把我们给放置在一个特定的一个地方，某一个特定的国家，然后通过一个特定的人让我们投生。
It also says that he has devotees.Take birth in all kinds of places and all kinds of different families.
而且也提到了，就是他的奉献者呢，也会在各种各样的地方以及各种各样的家庭中投生。
Because if only pure brahmanas or something were devotees, then the mass of people would think, "Well, I can't do it," so they wouldn't even try. Because I'm not born a brahman or I'm not pure.
因为就如果要是只有纯粹的婆罗门他显现为是主库什纳的奉献者的话，那么就会使普通大众觉得这件事和我没关系，我根本就没有办法去修习，所以我就不用试了，因为我没有出生在一个婆罗门的家庭，或者我没有那样的出身。
So devotees are born in Africa and America and China all over the world.
所以说呢，奉献者就会在美国呀，在非洲啊，在中国呀，在全世界的各个地方投生。
So the preaching can go all over the world.
这样的话呢，就可以使得这个传教可以，在世界范围内传播。
But most of us don't know we're devotees because we weren't pure devotees in the previous life. We still had, so we had to take birth somewhere in an ordinary family, but.When time comes, Krishna arranges we can meet devotees.
那我们大部分的人呢，其实并不认识奉献者，不知道奉献者在哪儿。那么因为我们在前世的时候呢，并没有成为纯粹的奉献者，所以在这一世还要再继续的投生修行。但是在我们生活了一段时间之后呢，那 Krishna 他就会知道我们的这个时候到的时候呢，他就会为我们安排，让我们见到奉献者。
So, Krishna says, in this way, anything we offer, even if you're a little water, a little fruit, Krishna will be satisfied if that's what you have. We have to offer whatever we have.
那然后呢，我们要向 Krishna 去献上我们所有的东西。如果我们仅仅是有些水和一些花和一些水果的话，那我们把这个献给 Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna 他也是会非常的开心的。
If the Lord is at a far distant way, how can he accept things?
This is what? Not ready to hear the last word.
Anyway, Krishna says, you know, Tadjare, Tadvantike, I think that's the Nisha Upanishad. He's very near and he's very far away at the same time.
在 Nisha Upanishad 中呢就提到了那Krishna 他非常的近，但是呢他又非常的远，这是同时发生的。
He's in his own abode. He's in Goloka Vrindavan, enjoying with his friends, all different kinds of friends.
那他呢？是住在他自己的居所，住在他自己的星球 Goloka Vrindavan。他和他那儿的各种各样的朋友在享乐着。
He's also in Vaikuntha, but he doesn't have to leave Goloka Vrindavan to go somewhere. He just goes somewhere.
那么他也在 Vaikuntha。但是呢，他不需要。因为要去到另外一个其他的地方而离开百昆塔。
So eventually he comes to earth and he's in everyone's heart, so he knows everything. He's also in the temple, so we can go to the temple to offer something. But if we can't go to the temple, we can offer to a picture, we can offer just to Krishna, the holy name.
那最终呢，他是来到了这个地球，然后呢，他居住在每一个人的心中，那他也在庙里。所以呢，我们可以到庙里面向他去做出供奉。但如果要是我们去不了庙的话呢，那我们也可以通过像他的一张照片，像他的神像来献供奉。或者说，我们这也做不到的话呢，我们可以通过念诵他的圣名向他献上供奉。
We can offer to the Bhagavad Gita, we can offer the Srimad Bhagavatam. They're all in Krishna.
那我们也可以通过阅读圣典薄伽梵歌以及圣典薄伽瓦坛这样的形式向 Krishna 献上供奉，因为 Krishna 都在这些之中，因为这些都是 Krishna。Sorry.
So for the devotees, he's not far away. He's right there.
但是呢，作为奉献者来说呢 ，Krishna 并不远 ，Krishna 就在这儿。
For the demons, he's so far away that they think he doesn't exist.
但是作为恶魔来说呢，他们却觉得 Krishna 是如此的遥远，他们觉得 Krishna 根本就不存在。
They say, "Show me God. You have to show me."
那他们就说呢，神呐、啊，你必须得展示给我看，你必须得展示给我看。
But even if we show them, they won't believe.
但是即便是我们向他们展示了神的存在，他们依然不会相信。
Krishna will show them.
Sorry, Krishna will show them.
Show them himself in one way or another.
Okay. 那 Krishna 呢？他会用这样或那样的方式将他自己展现给他们。
The demons may not see him until death comes. Then they see Krishna.
作为恶魔来说呢，也许可能当他们临死那一刻才能够见到 Krishna。
Because Krishna says, "I am death."
Because Krishna 说了，我是死亡。
Yeah. So, but devotees see Krishna their whole life and in a loving way, and they want to serve him, and he's reciprocating.
但是呢，作为奉献者，他一生中都是见到 Krishna 的，因为呢，他是在和 Krishna 进行的爱的这种交流，那么 Krishna 呢也会在爱中与他回应。
Okay, so this verse describes the supreme soul, not the jiva soul. Somebody might say it's about the jiva and I'm everywhere. It's talking about me, but I've just forgotten. Such crazy things that my buddy say.
那所以今天这个世界呢，它所描述的是超灵，并不是个体灵魂。所以说呢，有些人可能会觉得说这个个体灵魂我是无处不在的。然后呢，我其实就是有很多的这个。扩展出来的这个胳膊呀、手啊、眼睛啊，只不过我把它给忘了。但是呢，这是 Mayavadi 的想法。
Okay, question time.
Okay, 那现在呢是大家提问的时间哈。Yes, Maharaj, the question.
Let's read the verse one more time.
Okay.
Sarvatat Pani Padam Tat Sarvato Ya Sarvato Chi Chiro Mukham Sarvatat Shutimaloke Sarvam Avichat Tishtati. Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes, his heads, faces, and he has ears everywhere. In this way, the super soul exists, pervading everything.
我们再读一遍这个诗节哈，第十四诗节，超灵的手、腿、眼、耳、头、脸遍布各处，他就是这样无处不在。
So, every time I hear someone else speaking on this Zoom, they ask everybody, please turn on your camera. We like to see your face. You're beautiful.
就每次当我在这个
Just for a few minutes, you know.
那每次我在参加这个 Zoom 的这个课程中的时候呢，我就会听到这个讲述者会请求聆听讲课的这些这个参与者们能够把大家的摄像头打开，哪怕只打开几分钟的时间，这样呢就可以让大家有这样面对面的看见的时刻。
Otherwise, it's like you come into the class with just a bag over your head, so we can't see your head, any part of your head at all.
那否则的话呢，就是一个普通的一节课，然后呢也根本就看不到大家。Mark, you want to encourage the devotees to have the camera?
Yes, please. That's
Okay. 那现在呢？Mark 说呢，请大家如果有可能的话呢，把您的摄像头打开一下。Mark 说是，请大家打开摄像头。
Okay, someone coming on.
好，现在有的奉献者把摄像头打开了。
Yeah, very good.
非常好。
Alright, it's not so bad, right?
看看大家把摄像头打开之后，这感觉并不差，对不对
？Yes. That's so many, 124 now.
而且我们今天有这么多的奉献者来参加这些讲课，现在有124位奉献者在听课。
So we should be able to get a few questions from that.
Yeah. 那我们现在来看一下大家的这个问题哈。这个第一个问题是来自这位奉献者的顶拜咕噜和老师们，今天是一个大学生的提问，在聆听和阅读了一部分的《不加梵歌》之后呢，感觉作者对物质科学的批判性太重了，请问在 Krishna 知觉中有没有鼓励物质科学与神学合作的教导？难道人类世界的存在是游戏规则，不也是神的一部分吗？作为年轻人，如果完全放弃在物质生活中的奋斗和努力，而全然的把信仰放在第一位，很可能直接的会被社会淘汰，连生存都会有问题。请问 Krishna 知觉有没有提到奉爱进入不同的行业、不同环境下和谐共存的原则是什么呢？感恩。Marge, this question is asking by a university student.And the question is like this, after hearing and read part of Bhagavad Gita, I feel that the author has very strong criticizing opinion to the material science. So my question is that in Krishna consciousness, are there any parts to encourage the combination in between of the material science and the theology teaching? Isn't true that the existence of the human world is also the game rule designed by the Lord himself? And as a young man, if weabundant the material life, we don't do any endeavoring or put any effort to struggling for a material life, but just put our full faith on the Lord. So maybe we will just be get rid of by the society itself. In that case, we cannot even survive because we cannot make our life. Isn't Lord Krishna consciousness mentioned that when the bhakti come to the different country, different career, different environment, and need to put all of the parts to be harmonically cooperate together.
Okay. Did you give it in Chinese?
Yeah, I already read it in Chinese.
Well, this is due to not understanding what it means. Prabhupada, Prabhupada's writing is not criticizing the material science.
那就是您的这个问题呢，其实是基于并没有完全的了解这个书中的内容。那么舍勒帕帕他写作这个内容呢，并不是说是在强烈的抨击物质的科学。
He's criticizing the misuse of the science.
那他所抨击的呢，是错用了物质科学。
Like for instance, the atom bomb.
那比如说原子弹。
Mr. Einstein, he came up with that theory, you know, and he was thinking they could find so many peaceful uses for this incredible energy.
那么爱因斯坦他其实提出了这样的一个理论，就是可以用非常的平和的和谐的方式去运用这些不可思议的能量。
But then they just made a bomb.
但是呢，却把这个不可思议的能量用来制造了原子弹。
He wasn't so happy about that.
所以爱因斯坦对这件事其实并不是很开心。
So material science is doing wonderful things, but so many ways are just what is the use of it, you know?
所以说呢，这个物质的科学实际上是可以做很多的非常奇妙的事情的，但是问题就在于怎么去用它。
If people are just using it to try to enjoy their body more and more, try to be more luxury and forgetting God, they're using it as a way to forget about their soul.
但是如果他要是把这些物质的科学，这个物质的能量用于越来越多的去享受自己的躯体，用于这种很奢侈的方法的话，那它其实就是在一个背离神、背离自己的灵魂的这样的轨道上在用这些能量。
So that's the problem. Material, when he talks about, it doesn't mean materialism, material life, material.It means I only want this for myself. The scripture described, we have to balance. We have to take care of our body. We have to live in the material world. But there's more, we can't forget that there's a spirit, the real world, and then there's a next life and all that.
That's 首先呢，我们生活在这个物质世界呢，所以呢，我们是需要让自己处于一种平衡的状态的。但是呢，我们不能够忘了，其实我们有一个真正的生活，就是在灵性世界的生活。
So many scientists are saying there's no God, there's no soul, there's only one mind, everything is illusion. So many things which is misleading people from the real value of the human life is meant for spiritual pursuits. But in order for spiritual pursuits, we have to also live in the world.So we can utilize, probably we fly in airplanes, we drive cars, we use the internet, Zoom and everything, but for Krishna.
这个很多的这个物质科学家他在倡导的这个理念呢，就是我们只有这一生，我们没有灵魂，所以呢，我们只要去追求在这一世的这种生活就好了。那么这个其实不是一个正确的生活的这种方式。那我们其实是真正的生活呢，其实是应该去追求神，然后呢，我们是有灵魂的。但是我们在这个世界呢，是需要运用我们所拥有的这些物质的这些事情去追求这个真正的这个生活的。比如说，我们会有车呀，或者会有其他的这些东西啊。那么用这些东西来为神去做一些服务。
So Krishna gave the intelligence to create all these things, but it's meant to be utilized for our own spiritual advancement. But the internet is also being used for pornography and gambling and all kinds of nonsense things.
那 Krishna 他给了我们这个智慧，让我们能够拥有这些物质的这些东西。但是呢，这些物质的东西呢，是应该用于我们的灵性的进步，来去作为的。但是比如说像这个互联网，但是有很多这个人呢，就把这个互联网很错用了，比如说把它进行赌博呀，什么等等的这样的活动。
But we're afraid to give up those things because they're giving us some pleasure, we think.
但是呢，我们又很难放弃做这些事情，因为呢，这些事情它会让我们觉得很快乐。
Because we haven't experienced spiritual pleasure.
We haven't experienced the
real pleasure of spiritual life and the soul connecting with the super soul. So we think if I give up my things that give me pleasure, then I won't exist anymore.
Sorry, Marge. I think you're a little bit too far away from the microphone, so I cannot hear you that well.
But you can see, like, in China, there's so many stories of some monk that just lived in a cave for many, many years, and somehow he lived. He was taken care of. Everybody gets taken care of.
那有些人呢，但就觉得，如果他是能够放弃他的这些物质的快乐呢，他就能够感受到在灵性生活的中的这种快乐。比如在中国，我们会看到有一些这个佛教的这些僧人们呢，他们可能就会弃离自己的这个生活，然后呢居住到洞穴里面，但是呢他依然还是可以再继续活着的。就是主呢，他是会为每一个人来提供他的这个生活的方式的。
But the material science is teaching us to minimize spiritual or to leave it out completely and just enjoy material. Just buy more things that, you know, we've invented and we're inventing and will give you more and more pleasure, which just, nobody's getting happy from that.
但是呢，就这个物质的教育方式呢，就是要让我们要获得更多的这个物质财富，然后呢要更多的去享受这些物质财富。但是在通过这么做，在实际上在努力做这件事情的时候，其实没有人从中获得快乐。
So we should minimize our material life so that we can have more time for spiritual. But we feel like I have to minimize my spiritual so I have more time for material. It's backwards.
所以说呢，我们真正的应该做的呢，是尽量减少我们的物质生活的需求，然后呢，让我们能够更好的去进行我们的灵性的生活。但其实我们现在想的是反的，我们就在想的是我们要尽量的去减少我们的灵性上的生活的诉求，这样的话我们就有更多的时间来享受物质生活了。The next question.
Okay.
The next question from Panchatattva Prabhu, Dimbai Maharaj. 圣帕帕德说过，现代文明是狗的文明，我们都在利用手机 Zoom 等，如何理解这一点？ Please accept my verbal obeisances. Srila Prabhupada said that the modern civilization is a civilization of the dog.However, right now, all of us are utilizing the cell phone or Zoom, all of these technologies. How to understand that the civilizations of today is the dog civilization?
Well, we're a very small group. It looks big to me, 100 people, but compared to a small village in China, it's a very tiny percentage. The rest of the people are just...whatever they're doing, their business, or the gambling, or the pornography, or the gossip, you know. That's what I just said. We want to utilize all these things for Krishna and purify them. When we utilize it for Krishna, all the people who invented it and keep it going, and they all benefit also.
这个就是我们现在在用手机或者用 Zoom 来做现在的这件事情，只不过是非常小的一部分人而已。但是如果我们要是和中国的这么大量的人口相比的话，我们的这个人数就是少而甚少了。所以呢，这也就是为什么刚才我所讲到的，就是我们要把现代的这个科学，就是我们现在有的这些物质的这些好的这些东西，全部都用在对主的服务之中。那也就为什么我们都需要到外面去进行这个传教。那么在传教的这个过程中呢，也能够使其他的人能够获益。潘查他的吧，跑步，你我不知道这样回答咕噜是不是回答了您的问题，因为就是我不知道我刚才我翻译的时候是不是说的特别的准确，如果要是不是特别的清楚的话，您再接着问啊。咱们现在先看下面这个问题了。下面这个问题是来自于 Radhananda Madhaji 的。亲爱的迪拜，敬爱的圣 Gurudeva， 上次早课呢 Gurudeva 训示要恨罪不恨罪人，请问灵魂永远不会犯错，之所以还犯错的原因呢，是因为认同了躯体，认同躯体就等于是被三重性所操作，储存在业报之躯体里的种种业报随时就会袭击灵魂，被袭击的灵魂就会身不由己的去作恶犯错，可以这样理解吗？非常感谢。 Hello Krishna Maharaj, this question is from Radhananda Mataji. She said, please have, accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. And my question is that in your previous morning lecture, which is last Friday, you mentioned that we need to hate the sin, but not to hate the sinner. My question is that because the soul will never commit mistakes, the reason for the reason for the being to commit a mistake is because it identified the body, and when it's identified the body means that it has been manipulated by the mold of material nature, and so the karma will be deposited inside of the body. And of course, inside of the body, there are the stored karmic reactions. So that will invoke the karmic reactions to attack the spirit anytime. Then to make the attack the soul to commit the sinful activities forcefully. Is this the right way to understand it? Thank you.
A little confused.
有点晕。
As usual.
有点晕。
Overthinking. You should try to just repeat what you've read without making up things and stuff, based on what you heard the rest of your life. And it's all mixed up.
就是实际上是这样的哈，就是有的时候您的这个理解呢是把所有的事情都给混合在了一起，那其实呢您是应该使劲不断的去重复您所读到的内容，所听到的内容。
I really recommend for Radhananda to memorize slogans.
那我给Radhananda Mataji 的一个这个建议呢，就是请您一定要去背诵诗节。
So because we think, we forget, I don't want to be a servant of Krishna, we get a false ego, we think I'm something else.
那因为呢我们不想成为主 Krishna 的仆人了，然后呢我就得到了一个假我，然后呢这个假我让我想成为一个其他的什么，我想变成一个其他的什么样子状态。
We don't manipulate the modes of nature. We try, but they're manipulating us.
但是呢，我们没有这个。
The modes of nature manipulating us.
Yes. This is what she said. She said. 那因为我们呢，没有这个控制物质三属性，是这物质三属性它在控制着我们。Yes, that is what she said.When we identify the body, means that we have been manipulated by the modes of nature. This is what she said.
We are manipulated by the modes of nature. We don't manipulate the body. The modes of nature manipulate according to our desires.
Yes, 那就是我们是根据我们的这个愿望，根据我们的欲望，使得我们被三属性所操纵着。我们并没有操纵这三属性。
That's exactly what it said in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, Maharaj, this is what she said in her question. She said that because we identify...
One thing, I am the doer, but in reality, the things are being done by the mode of nature.
在博大梵歌里面就讲得非常清楚，说我们觉得我们是作为者，但其实呢，这个是由物质自然三形态所为。
That's our illusion. We think I am doing everything.
那所以呢，这是我们的虚幻，我们就觉得自己在做所有的一切。
That's our big mistake.
那这个呢是错误的。
The super soul knows everything, so he arranges the modes of nature according to our desires, but we're not doing it. We just made the one big mistake.That we don't want to serve Krishna and we come to the material world.
那么这个就这个超灵呢，他知道我们的愿望，所以呢，他会根据我们的愿望为我们做出一切的安排。但是，所以呢，并不是我们所做的任何事情，但是我们做了一个，就只做了一件错事儿，就是我们不想成为 Krishna 的仆人，然后我们来到了这个物质世界。
That's our original mistake. I don't want to serve Krishna.
对呢，这是
according to whatever we get different bodies.
那所以呢，这是我们所犯的唯一的错误，就是我不想服务 Krishna. 所以呢，根据我们的各种各样的愿望，使我们得到了不同的躯体。
Is Bhagavad Gita,
Three 27. 这个是博迦梵歌的第三章的第二十七十节。
Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvajaha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. Vimuda means foolish and vimuda means especially foolish.
Vimuda 的意思呢，就是特别的蠢。
The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature.
第三章第二十七十节，灵魂受假我的迷惑，以为是自己在活动，却不知道其实是物质自然的三重属性在活动。
Marge,
you're going to move to the next question, or you're going to say more
about
this?
Yes, I'm ready. Sorry.
Okay.
I just thought when I stopped that, you know, if nobody says more, 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 then move to the next one.
Okay. 下面一个问题啊。
Bhadananda, please learn slokas. First thing, learn this sloka, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, verse 27. Memorize it.
Maharaj 请求让 Nanda Maharaj 要好好的学习博迦梵歌的师姐，然后请您今天要认真的阅读博迦梵歌第三章的第二七十节。
And repeat it to everyone you meet. Say, listen, this sloka is really nice.
And 然后在您今天所遇到的每一个奉献者，就是您所见到的所有人，您都向他来重复这个师节，对他说。我要给你读一首非常好的诗节，来听听这个诗节，就是《博迦梵歌》第三章的二十七诗节。
好，
那下面这个问题是来自于 Kamakeli Madhaji 的 ，Hare Krishna， 顶拜 Gurudeva 和所有的奉献者，请问 Krishna 杀死恶魔，那么奉献者又有什么能力对恶魔恭恭敬敬的服务呢？ Krishna 杀死恶魔，那奉献者又有什么能力对恶魔恭恭敬敬的服务呢？ Kamakeli， 我不是特别的了解你这个问题，你能不能再把它说的清楚一点？奉献者和 Krishna 杀戮恶魔之间的这个，能稍微再帮我再多说两句好不好？那我们先看下一个问题哈。Sorry, Marge. I ask Kamakeli Maji to paraphrase her question again. I'm not so clear about her question, so let's move to the next one. 那下面一个问题呢，是来自于 Kirtananda Mataji 的 Krishna。哪一世都记得，为什么有的时候不记得自己是 Krishna 呢？ Kirtananda Maji's question is that well, since Krishna is remembering everything, remembering the things from the past, the present and the future, however, sometimes he don't remember that he himself is Krishna.
Again
She said that Krishna, since Krishna remembers everything, he remembers all the lifetimes, but why sometimes he forgot that he himself is Krishna?
Well, this is his special pastime. He doesn't forget, he doesn't care.That he's the supreme controller and creator of everything and annihilation and creation. He's absorbed in his loving exchanges with his devotees, which is his real position. That's his internal, real Krishna. He doesn't forget. But he doesn't act like it. He doesn't show that he's the all-powerful Lord that can destroy everything.
Krishna 呢，他并不是说他忘记了，这是他的消失光的特别的展现。就是 Krishna 他自己其实并无所谓自己是控制者、是创造者、是维系者，或者说是毁灭者。然后他最想做的事情呢，就是他要和他的奉献者进行着满怀着爱意的这种交流和互动，而且这也是他自己本真所应该处在的那个位置。他而不是说是想去展示他自己是那个无所不能的控制者。
Okay. So that's, you know, when he's in Vrindavan, that's his real Krishna, the Goloka, where that's where he doesn't act like he'sThe all-powerful Supreme Lord and everyone has to worship him and everything. And that's not his real thing. That's an external to satisfy the souls who want that kind of connection.
那所以说呢，这个 Krishna 他在文本的这种形象这种展现呢，其实他是他最真实的这种展现，而并不是说是他要展现为他是被所有的人都敬拜都崇拜的人，是这个是伟大的，就是一个他的。
The pure devotees like in Vrindavan, they don't even forget. They never knew. They never thought about it. That Krishna's absolute controller. They just love Krishna because.
那么在文达们的这些奉献者们呢，他们是忘记了 Krishna 他是绝对的控制者，他是绝对的这个神。那么他们在文达们和 Krishna 之间那种交流呢，就仅仅是想要去爱他就好了。Ranananda Mataji， 犯错是因为假我强大，灵魂又被迷惑，遗忘了要服务至尊主的责任和义务，所以就犯错犯罪了，这样理解正确吗？ Committed the mistake is because we have very strong ego and that make the soul to be bewildered and forget that he need to obliged to render the service to the Lord. And when he forgot he has this responsibility, then he started to commit the mistakes and also committed things. Is this the right way to understand?
Can you repeat it?
Ravananda Maji asked that the reason for the living entity to commit mistake is because the very strong ego to bewilder the soul, to forget that he actually has the obligation or responsibility to render the service to the Supreme. This is the right way to understand.
Well, like I said, the original mistake is that we rejected serving Krishna. Then everything else is a mistake, but whatever we do when we're not trying to serve Krishna, whether it seems right or wrong in the material world, it's all a mistake to be in the material world in the first place.
那就像我说的，我们所犯的唯一的错就是我们忘记，就是我们不想要服务 Krishna 了。所以说呢，我们就来到了这个物质世界。所以说，其实来到物质世界就是一个错误。在物质世界里，我们所从事的活动可能看起来是对的，但其实都是错的。Hari Vansa Prabhu， Krishna 是无所不在的摄像头。还有无限的内存卡，知道每个生物体的知道每个生物体之前所有的生世的视频资料。如果坚信这一点，是不是就没有小偷，没有犯罪行为了？否则 ，Krishna 会调出所有的犯罪记录，出来惩罚我们。Hari Vansa Prabhu said that.
In the false ego, we keep trying to enjoy the material world and forget Krishna. That's our big mistake.
还有呢，就是这个假我呢是忘记 Krishna， 而且呢还要来享受这个物质世界，这是一个特别大的错误。
False ego means I think I'm this body, whatever kind of body it is.
那这个假我呢就觉得是，这还是刚才说的Nanda Maji的问题啊，就是这个假我呢就觉得我是这具躯体，无论我这具躯体展现的是什么。Next question, Maharaj. Hari Vansa Prabhu's question is like this. He said that Krishna is the all existed the camera, and it has the unlimited memory card, so it can record it record all the information for the living entities to do.In all of the lifetimes. So if we have the firm faith about this, so then there is no mistakes to be done. There is no sinful things to be done, because if we are doing that, then Krishna can, you know, retrieve all of this record about the sinful conduct in this way as the evidence to.To sentence the punishment. And also, 今天有没有人向人祈祷过，让主调出自己有事的心 ？And he is asking if the according to the sastra, are there anyone pray to the Lord to retrieve the historical record to punish people accordingly?
No, intelligent person. See, when you surrender to Krishna, then all that is, it doesn't matter. All the past, whatever we've done wrong, it's really, it's finished.
其实就是作为有智慧的人呢，他其实并不在乎这个。就是当他真正的转头皈依了主 Krishna 的时候，他其实他在之前所从事的这些罪业的活动，其实都已经结束了。
So it's foolish to try to think, even, you know, to remember all. We don't want to remember all those things. It comes and goes. We want to concentrate on the future and surrender to Krishna and getting out of the material world.
Concentrate on the future. Concentrate on the future. You said, all right?
And get out of the material world.
Yeah.
Not by remembering all the past so we can stay in forever.
Okay. 那其实
correct all our mistakes or something. No. By surrender to Krishna, then all the mistakes are finished.
那其实很愚蠢的。
It's all based on the original mistake that we reject Krishna.
很愚蠢的一个做法呢，就是让我们使劲都想着，就不断的想着过去的这些错误。因为如果是在想着不断的想着过去的这个错误的时候呢，就会让我们不断的深陷在这个物质世界。那我们应该让自己的这个专注点聚焦在为 Krishna 做服务的这件事情上，而且呢，要想着跟阿玛日说了一句，就是我们要想着我们的这个将来。那其实所有的这些错误呢，其实都是源于我们犯了一个错误，就是来到的这个物质世界，所以就把这个过去的这件事情要把它忘记。
OK. Yes.
下面这个问题呢是来自于 Shuti Mataji 的。顶拜咕噜，这是一个佛教徒的祈请。他现在呢，九十六岁的母亲，去年摔跤之后，已经在床上卧床一年多了，身体的极大不便导致了母亲非常渴望结束生命。其中，为了取悦佛陀，母亲也变成了素食者，而且每天大量的念诵阿弥陀佛。虽然佛法上师也来现场做了好多次的这个法事，母亲依然痛苦不堪。前段时间，这位佛法师兄请奉献者前往去为母亲阅读薄伽梵歌和唱诵，给母亲吃 prasada， 并且留下了薄伽梵歌。但是母亲现在依然求生不得，求死不能，请求咕噜现在该怎么办呢 ？Okay, so this question is from a Buddhist. Actually, this question has been asked by Shuti Mataji, but on behalf of a Buddhist. The Buddhist's current situation is that she has a mother who is 96 years old, who fell down last year. And after that, he suffered very painfully on bed. And right now, her mother just desiring to finish her life as soon as she can. And in order to please the Buddha, her mother even has been transformed as a vegetarian and every day chanting lots of Buddha's name. They also have the Buddhist master to come over to pray for her mother. However, her mother still was in a very miserable situation. And a while ago, this Buddhist master required the devotees to come to read Bhagavad Gita for this Mataji and also chant for her and also feed her prasadam and leave her Bhagavad Gita. However, the mother's situation still very miserable, very painful. So this Buddhist asked you, as a spiritual master from Bhakti Yoga, do you have any solutions or any suggestions to help her mother in the current situation?
Well, this is the material world, and Buddhists understand it's a temporary and miserable place. Krishna says it's temporary birth, death, disease, and old age. So she's got disease and old age, and the only thing is hopefully elevate her mind, and that's what you're doing right, is by reading Bhagavad Gita and whatever.
那在这个物质世界呢，是一个生老病死的痛苦之地。那他的就这位母亲呢，现在是正经历着必经的这个老年阶段以及病痛的这个阶段。那这是他的必经阶段。那现在唯一要做的事情呢，就是希望能够提升他的心意，提升他的知觉。可是现在大家在做的这件事情呢，是对的。
So you may not be able to, you know, the suffering is just part of life. Everybody's suffering different degrees. But if she can have her consciousness elevated, then when she leaves this body, for sure, she won't have that same suffering anymore. She can have a much better position. If somehow she can remember Krishna, that would be perfect.
那如果要是因为就是在这个物质世界的所有人都在受苦，只不过呢可能大家受的这个苦的程度不同，所以说呢妈妈现在是在处于这种受苦的阶段，但是如果她要是能够提升她的心意，提升她的知觉，那么在她这个死亡的时候，如果要是能够特别是能够记住 Krishna 的话，那么有一件事情是可以保证的，就是在他去世之后，他就不会再受同样的现在在这会儿所受的这样的苦了。
Okay, so and pray, everybody pray that you know she can have a higher consciousness, and maybe there's medicine, but for some conditions, painkillers just make her more suffering, you know. So I know.
那所以说呢，所以现在呢，就是要祈求所有的人为妈妈的祈祷，祈祷她能够提升她的知觉。但有的时候可能是有一些药物呢，也能够帮助她，这个缓解她的这个病痛的状态。但有的时候呢，其实就是这些止痛药可能会让人处在更难受的状态。
So it's very hard to say, you know, because someone that old and has a, you know, serious injury, it's very unlikely you can relieve the pain in the body. But if you can elevate the consciousness, so doesn't it, that, you know, that does happen sometimes. People might love it because they have to realize, you know, to talk to her, you're not that body.
所以说呢，就是
Don't think that you can be in this material world without pain and suffering. That's the major teachings of Buddha that I've ever heard.
就首先呢，我们就是作为这个妈妈她现在这种状态，因为她岁数这么大了，而且呢还受了这么严重的这种伤，所以呢我们没有办法真正的就跟她说你不会。在苦就是你不会再受这个身体上的苦了，就是也很难有任何的办法来做到不受这个身体的苦，但是呢我们应该是努力的来提升他的知觉上的认知，而且有的时候呢实际上是有可能会提到这就是会产生这样的效果的，你会跟他讲、
Sunday with the lection just
sorry Marge
okay
No, I haven't finished it. I'm so sorry, so please allow me. 那就是这个，对不起，我还有一点没说完。就是这个，这如果是对妈妈讲，就是您并不是这个躯体，然后呢，也不要祈求着在这个物质世界的这个生活中不会受苦，就慢慢的跟他讲，然后给他灌输这样的这种想法，然后呢，让他提升这种知觉。The next question from Kamakeli Mataji. This is Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru, 和所有的奉献者，请问 Krishna 杀死恶魔，那奉献者又有什么能力对生活的恶魔恭恭敬敬的服务呢？恶魔阻止我去爱，我做出一些对他人的帮助，他说我是疯子，多管闲事，让众多人以为我要出境，可是我是发自真心的举动，这个恶魔还是我的丈夫，我怎么能恭恭敬敬的服务这个恶魔呢？Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you and to all the devotees. My question is that Lord Krishna can kill the demon. However, in the daily life, how the devotee to obtain the power to render the service to the demons in a very nice way, because the demon forbid me to love, and I am doing something to help the others. However, he criticizes me as a lunatic, as a mad person, and he said that I'm involving the others' business, and. However, I am really, from the bottom of my heart, I want to do something nice for the others. And this demon actually is my husband. How can I actually very respectfully to render the service to my demonic husband. Marsh, you got it?
Well, that's a common problem, right?
这是一个挺常见的问题，对吧？I think what she's saying here, that is, she's trying to, you know, preach Krishna consciousness to the others, however, has been blasphemed by her husband.
Yeah, so that you shouldn't try to preach to him. You should just be very happy and nice, and gradually he'll wonder why you're so happy and nice. If you try to preach to him, you know, you don't know how to preach in the first place. You're probably quite new. And the husband doesn't want the wife telling him you're wrong, you know. So, you just be a good wife. Be happy. That's how you influence people.
是这样的哈，就是作为妻子来讲呢，您也是，就首先呢，作为奉献者，可能您在这个传教这方面这个事情可能不是非常有经验，所以呢，可能不是很不知道该怎么传。那然后呢，作为妻子呢，其实您最大的要做的一个服务，就是要让自己变得很快乐、很快乐、很开心。然后呢，就用这种快乐和开心来感染您的丈夫，然后慢慢您的丈夫就会觉得很好奇，你怎么会这么开心呢？然后呢，他就会想从你这里来了解。但您只要做到让自己开心就好了。
So I need a few minutes.
Okay.
Mar稍微
离开一小会儿啊。
Okay.
Yes, Mark, I'm here. Now the next question is from Rananda Mataji. She's asking the question for somebody else. The question is like, 每天早起沐浴加帕读梵歌牢记孤的训示努力服务他人等等。但是还是怕吃亏，还是怕被抛弃，这样的心态，这么多年的精进修炼都得不到清除，那该怎么理解呢？The question is, every day I get up early in the morning, I take shower, I chant my japa, I read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and I very firmly follow the instructions of gurus, and I try my best to render the service to the others, etc., etc. However, I'm still in fear of to be treated wrongly, and also I'm still in the fear of to be abandoned. Why I'm still in this mentality, even I am, you know, very diligently practiced for this many years. This kind of anarthas cannot be removed. So how to understand this and how to do with it?
Yeah. Well, that's just nature, because we're getting purified. It isn't going to happen instantly. We're getting slowly better and better, just like cleaning something that's very dirty. You know, it may take a long time.
那么这个其实是挺正常的一种现象，就是我们在慢慢的得到进化。就是这种进化呢，并不是说是一蹴而就、一夜就能发生的。那我们就好像是在清理一个很脏的地方，那我们就得慢慢的清理，慢慢的清理，才能快把这个很脏的地方给它清理干净。
And this is just a natural thing that everybody has: is eating, sleeping, mating, and fearing.
嗯，那而且这是很自然的一种。
One thing is we learn that Krishna will never abandon us.
嗯，但是这是一种很自然的状态，因为所有的人他每天他要做的事情都是吃睡防卫。还有另外一个呢，就是害怕，就是他会担忧。但是呢，我们一定要知道一件事情，就是 Krishna 他永远都不会抛弃我们。
We're afraid, you know, we're going to be all alone, but we can't be. Krishna's always with us.
而且呢，我们总是会担心，我们是不是会孤独。
It's just the nature of the material world.
那我们会担心我们是不是会孤独，但是呢，其实 Krishna 他永远都是和我们在一起的。那是这种孤独感是这个物质世界的一种自然的状态。
Nobody loves me, you know.
怎么会想没人爱我？
But Krishna loves you and probably many other people also.
但是呢 ，Krishna 是很爱你的，也而且呢，也许很多其他的人也都非常的爱你。
But that's built into our consciousness for so many births, so that's why we're still feeling like that.
嗯，但是呢，就是我们在内心中已经被这么多年的，就是被这么多生世的植入这种概念，所以说为什么我们就会深抓住这种感觉不放
？But we're getting purified and it's getting cleaned out.
但是呢， yeah. 我们是在被净化的过程中，我们是会慢慢的被清理干净的。
The mind will tell us, oh, it's not working, or there's something wrong with me, I can't do it. No, just keep working, and when you look back, you'll see that you're getting so much better.
但是呢，我们的这个心意，他会跟我们说，哎呀，这件事儿，不管用啊，是没有起任何的作用啊。但其实不是这样的，其实我们已经比以前要好了很多很多了。
So there's only four that have the camera on.
现在就只剩下四位奉献者的这个摄像头是开着的啊，接着把摄像头给打开。
And could you at least put a picture of yourself, you know, instead of just your name?
对，或者说呢，要不然就至少要在您的这个头像上要至少放一张图片，而不只是把您的名字放在上面。
Maybe you haven't learned how to do that yet. You know.
Yes, 也许大家并不知道该怎么做。For example, like I don't know how to do it. Maharaj, here the question from Harivansa Prabhu. 在无所不在的超灵的监控摄像头下面，奉献者的未来是一片光明的。没有 Krishna 的奉献者的仁慈。没有 Krishna 奉献者的仁慈下的众生都在虚假的快乐和真实的痛苦的当中，只有依靠超灵的扩展，灵性导师无怨的仁慈才有希望，对吗？ Harivansa Prabhu said that with the shelter of the all existed the camera as the super soul of the Lord. Actually, the devotee of the Lord has very bright future. However, for those living entities who are not connected with the devotees through who are not connected with devotee and the Lord, actually they are in the state of false happiness and real pain. And so our only hope is to depend on the super soul and the extension of the super soul, which is presented as a spiritual master. We only depend on the causeless mercy of the spiritual master, then we will have some hope. Is that right?
Yeah, if we follow, depending on the mercy, means we follow it, we take the instructions.
对，这个就是依靠灵性导师的仁慈，意味着是我们要追随他的训示。
You know, if you follow what the instructions we're getting, then that's depending on the mercy. Not that we just sit back and say, "Oh, Krishna's going to do everything for me."
所以说呢，就是来追随灵性导师所给我们的这个训示，这个是。得到仁慈以及依靠仁慈的方式，但并不是说是哦，我们就坐在那儿躺在那儿，然后什么也不干，然后 Krishna 就会为我做一切，不是这样的。And Marge, you answered all of the questions for this morning.
Wow. Okay, very good. So Radhananda, please, I'm giving the same answer every week. You memorize slokas.And repeat them to everyone you meet.
Radhananda Mataji, 我给您，我总是给您这同一的训示，就是呢，您要阅读《薄伽梵歌》里的诗节，并且呢，向您所遇到的每一个人去重复您所阅读的诗节。
You can just open the Bhagavad Gita and pick one.
那您呢做的事情呢就是打开薄伽梵歌然后从中的挑出一节随便选出一节诗。
OK.
Marge, one more question from Tulasi Mataji. 追随孤儒的训示的过程中有困难难以做到怎么办？She's asking, well, how do we surpass those impediments while we are trying to follow the instructions of the guru?
Again?
She is asking that while we are following the instruction of the spiritual master, we encounter some obstacles or some impediments. How to overcome those impediments?
Keep following.
就是如果是遇到困难的话呢，那也就是迎着困难上，继续追随。追随过程有困难，那就不就得不到。She's asking that doesn't mean that while we are encountering the impediment means that we haven't got the mercy. 你的意思是不是就说在遇到困难的时候就没有得到仁慈
？That according to yesterday we were reading, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta, and he said that when you're trying to take the spiritual path, there'll be more trouble.
那昨天我们读到了关于 Srila Vaishnava Saraswati Thakur 所写的一些话，那他就讲到，当你非常认真地走在这条灵修之途上的时候，其实你会遇到很多困难的，会遇到更多的困难。
These impediments are just the mind. Ultimately, it's all our mind. So if we just keep trying to purify the mind, then andThere are many troubles, but humility and respect for others are our friends.
那其实我们的这个困难呢，是由于我们的心念所造成的。那我们 嗯，就虽然说我们遇到了这个困难，但是我们要知道我们的谦卑 humility and others
trinada pesu kichana yora pesu yuna amarina panadena kirtaniya sadaha
hi。就是我们，但是我们要知道，就是我们如果要是谦卑的话，而且我们能够去宽恕其他的人的话，那么这些都是我们的好朋友。那这是主的八训规的第三条。
So I was just reading yesterday so many times about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and he's specifically addressing that over and over again.
那我数次呢都在阅读Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的这个教导，那他对这个内容呢是在反复的不断的在强调。
While living in the world, we encounter many difficulties.
那当我们生活于世的时候呢，我们会遇到各种各样的困难。
Whether you're following the instructions of the guru or not, the difficulties are there.
无论你是追随 guru 的训示，还是没有追随，困难都会在这里。
But maybe before we were trying to serve Krishna, we didn't think about it much. We just lived with it.
但是呢，在我们服务 Krishna 之前，我们并没有意识到有这么多的困难。
But anybody who is trying to graduate from the university or trying to make a business, they have a lot of difficulties.
但是呢，任何一个想要从大学毕业并且想要创业的人，他们都会遇到各种各样的困难。Hare Krishna, Lord.
There's no need for us ever to be bewildered by these difficulties.
但是呢，不需要。但是我们任何一个人都不需要被这样的困难所困惑。
We need make no effort to remove these difficulties.
而且呢，我们也不需要努力去移除这些困惑。
What is necessary is to learn what is beyond this material world.
What is necessary to
learn what's beyond this life, what is the material, the spiritual.
Okay, okay.OK, 但是呢需要做的事情呢就是努力的要去学习在这物质世界之上还有一片天空。
So the Holy Name is very compassionate. We just keep praying, let me serve, let me serve, let me serve. Then whatever trouble there is, it's temporary.
那所以说呢，这个圣名是非常的仁慈的，我们就只是通过念诵圣名来祈祷着，让我服务吧，让我服务吧，让我服务吧。那我们所遇到的任何的这种困难都是短暂的。
All right.
好吗
？Yeah.
One more.
Be there, and when we try to serve Krishna, there'll be more trouble because Maya.As Krishna's agent is testing us to see if we really want to serve Krishna or not.
那这个问题就这个麻烦是会有的，而且当我们在努力想要服务 Krishna 的时候呢，这个麻烦就会会越来越多。原因呢是由于主 Krishna 的代理 Maya， 他会给我们进行考验，因为他要考验我们是不是真的想要服务 Krishna。
But if we just Krishna, you know.We have no trouble compared to like Prahlad Maharaj, Arjuna, you know, because we're not such big devotees, but we're trying to get to Krishna, the most valuable thing. So if you try to climb Mount Everest, it'll be very difficult. If you try to climb a little hill in the park in Beijing, it's not so difficult.
但是呢，我们要想想啊，就是跟 Prahlad Maharaj 和 Arjuna。他们所遇到的困难相比，其实我们所遇到的困难真的是小而又小，原因就是因为我们不是像他们那样的大奉献者。那如果我们要是想攀登珠穆朗玛峰的话，那我们肯定是要逾越很多很多的困难的。但如果我们只是想要爬上北京的一个公园里的小山丘的话呢， 那其实也没那么多困难。
So we're trying for the highest goal.
那所以说我们现在实际上是想要追求的是这最高的目标。
All right.
Yes, Maharaj. One more question. One more from Harivansa Prabhu. 神爱世人 ，Krishna 永远不会抛弃每一个人，每个众生都深感孤独，渴望爱，这是真理。关键是生物体容易抛弃 Krishna， 神那么爱我，为什么我们会抛弃永远爱我的 Krishna？ The God is love. The God loves everyone. And Lord Krishna will never abandon every living entity. However, all living entity always feel lonely and hankering for love. And this is also the truth. But the key is that the living entity is very easily to abandon Krishna. So my question is that since the Lord loves me so much, why I still want to abandon him, abandon this Krishna who is foreverly in love with me?
Because we don't really believe it.
因为我们并没有真正的相信 Krishna 爱我。
Because we become covered, you know, it's our free will.
那因为我们是被
I want to be loved, you know, right? We're thinking, I want to be loved. I want to be the object of love. I want someone to love me instead of I want to love someone.
因为我们是被覆盖了，然后我们这种感受呢，就是我想要被爱，然后呢，我想所有人都爱我，我想我自己是那个爱的主体。
Not knowing that Krishna really loves us.
但是呢，并不知道 Krishna 其实真的特别爱我们。
The question is, do we love him?
但这问题就是，我是否爱他呢？
So we start out with trying to serve Krishna by serving the devotees, by serving the guru, and eventually we can get close to Krishna.
但是呢，如果我们要是回就是对 Krishna 服务，然后服务 Krishna 的奉献者，那么最终来说呢，我们是能够更加的离 Krishna 近的。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. So that's everything.
Okay, that's pretty good. More or less right on time. Okay, now